Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horsman again with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for tuning in this weekend. Today I want to talk about how to not die a pissy angry old man. I am 59 years old and I do not want to die a pissy angry old man. But today I did something that made me really pissy and really angry. So there I was, perched on top of a crooked old ladder. I had a nail gun in my hand putting some siding on this shed I'm building up here on the hill. And my 25-year-old self thought, I don't need to level the ladder. I don't need to be safe. I'll just get up there and put those 5 nails in there and everything will be okay. And my girlfriend, of course, is here helping and watching me. And as I get the 3rd nail in there and the nail gun bounces off, I lose my balance, I shift my weight, and this ladder just slides off the side of the building and I come crashing down and I scrape the heck out of my arm and I am pissy and I am angry and yes, I cussed. And she goes, are you okay? What's the matter? Are you okay? What's the matter? It's not that I hurt myself. I mean, yeah, that hurt. But, you know, when a guy does something stupid, right? When a guy does something stupid where he knows better, where he knows he shouldn't have done that, and he knows what happened was totally his fault, what he's angry about is himself. He's angry at the shame of not having done something smarter. He did something stupid. We're ashamed when we make mistakes when we know we're better than the mistake. And by dwelling too long on it, by thinking that I make so many mistakes, I must be a mistake. I'm so screwed up. I'm such a mess up. I won't use the F word. But it's that idea. We get angry not at the pain. We could take a lot of physical pain. That's not what makes us so mad. Even when I hit my thumb with a hammer, I'm not as angry at the pain as I am at the fact that I wasn't holding the nail correctly or I wasn't paying attention. So we get these little glimpses or little clues that maybe we're not as good as we thought we were. And we feel this shame trigger and it comes out as anger. And a sweet lady who's trying to help says, are you hurt? What's the matter? And what's the matter is that I feel like a jerk. Here's the secret. My shame lasted for about 10 seconds, maybe 15 seconds, and I realized I just needed to look right at her and say, you know what? It's not the blood. It's not the rock that I fell on. These things are hard. Here's my dog, by the way. It's not the pain, and it's not the blood. It's the fact that she witnessed me doing something really stupid, and I knew better. And I didn't like being seen as being incompetent. I didn't like being seen as clumsy. And at 59 years old, I don't like being seen as old, right? Fell off a damn ladder. Yeah, it's only 6 feet down, but I came down pretty hard. And so Tate told me, hey, chill out. Life is short. Life is short, so chill out. Don't get so angry at yourself and realize that when you admit why you're being angry, admit it to yourself when somebody cuts you off in traffic, admit it when you scream at your kids, admit it when you get in an argument with your wife or if you fall off a ladder, say as soon as you can, you know what? It's not the pain of getting hurt. It's the thought that I want to be better. The pain is that I want to be better and I know I can be better and I know in this very moment, at this very moment, I'm not being the best I can be. And that makes me feel like crap and that pisses me off. When you tell the truth about where your anger is coming from, it takes the power away from that trigger to begin with. That's what I want you to work with this weekend. Think about the times you get agitated, annoyed, angry at something and look at the real truth behind it and then tell yourself the truth. This is the quickest path back to well-being because you realize you're telling yourself the truth and you're acknowledging the fact that we're not perfect. And yes, sometimes we get angry at not being perfect, but tomorrow's another day. That's what Tate and I are going to do. We're going to have another day tomorrow. And I promise you, I will level the ladder from here on out. Have a great weekend, brother. Take care. Bye-bye.